Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
In this bulletin, police in the United States dismantle UCLA's pro-Palestinian encampment, a new report urging Australian parents to be wary of child exploitation requests, and in football, Melbourne City to take on Sydney FC in the A-League Women's Grand Final. With all the latest from the SBS Newsroom, I'm Katrina Stewart. Police in the United States have dismantled the pro-Palestinian encampment at the University of California, Los Angeles. Hundreds of officers swarmed the area in a pre-dawn crackdown, marking the latest flashpoint in mounting tensions in US college campuses. Before moving in, police urged demonstrators to clear the area. US TV footage showed officers taking down tents, tearing about barricades and removing the encampment. The UCLA student Ryan says it was chaos.
I was on the front lines. I was, you know, the cops hit me with their batons and they, you know, they grabbed me. I did not resist arrest, but they grabbed me and I said, okay, at this point, like, the bets are off. Like, the school rather physically intimidate their students, eventually hurt their students, rather than even consider divestment. And that is what's so frustrating.
A shocking new federal government report is warning parents about receiving requests for child sexual exploitation after they've shared photos of their kids on social media. The Attorney General, Mark Dreyfus, says parents should limit what they're posting online after the Australian Institute of Criminology report found child predators are seeking to groom parents posting photos of their kids. A statement from Mr. Dreyfus's office says the report by the Institute on collaboration with the eSafety Commissioner finds 2.8% of the 4,011 Australians it surveyed reported receiving a request for facilitated child sexual exploitation in the past year. This includes requests for sexual images and questions of a sexual nature about children they knew or offers to pay for sexual images of children. Sydney's Parramatta City Council has announced the launch of a landmark First Nations strategy. The strategy will be aimed at improving access for First Nations people to public services and programs, grant funding, and ensuring they have greater input in the decision-making process. It will also build on efforts to acknowledge and celebrate the rich history of the Darug community while respecting their culture. City of Parramatta Lord Mayor Councillor Pierre Esber says the strategy is about putting the Darug and First Nations people at the heart of the council. Grocery food giant Woolworths has reported a slight increase in its domestic food sales in the last quarter after a small drop in prices. The supermarket chain says Australian food sales showed an increase of 1.5% to $12.6 billion, with price averages falling by 0.2%. In total, Woolworths has reported a 2.8% profit across its entire network, which includes its New Zealand supermarkets and Big W stores. Woolworths Group Chief Executive Officer Brad Banducci says cost of living challenges have been affecting the shopping basket of all Australians. And in football, Melbourne City are aiming to become the first club in Liberty A-League women's history to claim 5 championship titles. They are currently tied on 4 with Sydney FC, who they will take on in Saturday's grand final at Amy Park. The Citizens have already won the Premier's title this season and are looking to add the championship to their collection. Melbourne City defender Rebecca Stott says it would be an amazing feeling to win the trophy in her first few months after returning to the team.
Oh, it would be so cool to come back home to Melbourne City and to be able to win the championship along with the premiership would be so special to me, and this group of girls really deserve it. We've worked hard all season, so it would be incredible.
And that's all the latest headlines from the SBS Newsroom. I'm Katrina Stewart.
Why do people want to be at work? To feel heard, appreciated, part of something, and to know there's a career path for everyone. Inclusive workplaces are linked to increased innovation, productivity, and employee satisfaction. Make your organisation a place where people want to be. For inclusion and diversity training, visit inclusion-program.com.au.